Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Marketing Matchmaker. I'm super excited about today's guest because it's a topic that I know a lot of you either are currently in or interested in, which is all about life coaching. So I have Tracy Pleshcourt with me today. She's a certified professional and personal coach, as well as an entrepreneur. She is also the founder of Self Made You, a life coaching school that teaches men and women how to become the solutions to any problem they face. Alongside her daughter, Gracie, who's 22, she also hosts the Tracy and Gracie Becoming podcast, a show that gives life coaching advice from two different generational perspectives, which I have to say, I love. Tracy is a student of her own work and has stopped overeating, overdrinking, and has created a multi-six-figure business while teaching others to do the same. She dedicates her work to ambitious, lifelong learners yearning for solutions and seeking a better way to create the results they desire and deserve. Welcome to the show, Tracy. I'm super excited to have you. I personally love life coaching. I love coaching in general. It's why I do what I do. So tell me a little bit about you. Let's give the audience a little background beyond what's in your bio.
Yeah. So thank you for the introduction and for having me here. I am 52 years old, and I spent the majority of my life suffering unnecessarily. And when I finally got to the end of my rope, I thought, I'm not only going to solve this problem for myself, I'm going to solve it for and teach other people how to solve it in their life as well. I always had some sort of coach figure, some sort of mentor in my life. It's always inspired me to kind of give back in a similar way. And so I created like a framework from which I think now, and it has completely changed my life. I was somebody who suffered from overeating and was about 45 pounds overweight. I suffered from overdrinking and was drinking on average a bottle of wine every single night to quote unquote take the edge off. I suffered from overworking at one point in my life, and I suffered from under-earning at one point in my life. So I did all of the overs and all of the unders, and I'm here to tell the story for it, about it. So I, you know, spent 20 years in the advertising industry. Absolutely loved my time there. Got to work with some of the most creative minds on some of the most sexy brands. But I always felt like I was kind of a entrepreneur being forced into an employee's body is probably the best way to describe it. I always felt like there was something more for me. And like I said, I've been inspired by other coaches. I've always felt like kind of a cheerleader, you know, at heart, and really decided that, you know, what I had learned from my coaches, I could refine that and really kind of come up with my own proprietary curriculum to massively impact people's lives. I used to think that I was the common denominator to all of my problems. Like all of those problems that I just listed for you, I think most people would agree, well, there's one common denominator. And so I would think of myself as the problem. And that was a very unhelpful thought. That thought really kept me in a place of self-loathing, which would have me showing up, overeating more, overdrinking more, you know, because I didn't know how to feel the disappointment. I didn't know how to process that in any sort of healthy way. And so I just found myself kind of digging a deeper and deeper hole. And at one point, I started to question all of my thinking. And I started to ask questions like, what if I wasn't the problem? What would it look like if I was actually the solution to all of these problems? And how I got there was really like a assessing what has worked for me, what hasn't worked for me. And I can tell you quite honestly, Jennifer, I spent so much money. Like I would throw money at all of the things that were advertised, like the latest and greatest silver bullets. I mean, think about the weight loss opportunities alone.
Oh, like, absolutely. Yeah.
Right? Every month there's something new and I had the money to throw at it, but all I was doing was kind of reaffirming that I couldn't possibly be the solution, that something outside of me was going to be the solution. So I was on this like eternal path of looking for that silver bullet to always solve my problems. Well, when I started asking myself the question, what if I wasn't the problem? What if I actually could be the solution? What if I thought of myself as the solution? And in my work, you know, working with a certified coach and then becoming a certified coach, I started better understanding the neuroscience of our brain, the way we think, and how that can actually create unnecessary suffering. So I started to see my experience from a science perspective, which really relieved me of a lot of like this self-loathing. If I started to look at the way my brain was functioning as purely like a scientific like experiment, and I started to kind of, you know, judge less and be more curious, I started to realize the value of asking myself questions, of thinking differently. And one day, it was like 3 years ago, it finally clicked. I was like,
nice.
Oh my God, I could teach people how to think differently so that they feel differently, so that they show up, quit looking outside of yourself to find solutions and start believing that you might be the solution. You might be able to think differently about any circumstance, whether that circumstance is your body, your bank account, your partner. You could start thinking differently about that circumstance. It's a choice that you could execute right now. And that way of thinking differently will have you feeling differently, which in and of itself is a game changer. But if you take it one step further, when you feel differently, you show up and behave differently every time. And so when we're talking about problems like being overweight or a problem of over drinking, and you start behaving differently, everything changes, your results change. And so the way I teach people to think is I use a framework. The framework is SELF. So it's four steps. So I want people to start thinking of themselves as the solution, start trusting yourself, start relying on yourself first. This doesn't mean that you can't utilize outside resources. It means that you're going to utilize outside resources from a place of curiosity, not a place of desperation, where most people come from when they join Weight Watchers or, you know, whatever.
Well, I think most people also look for an easy button, right? Mm-hmm. Like all of that outside that's finding from the outside is supposed to be the easy button. If we're talking weight, whether that's Weight Watchers or Ozempic, you're right. Looking for something to fix you. And
the reality, and I'll just tell you what, like my clients will testify, there is nothing easier, cheaper, more efficient than relying on yourself.
I love that.
It's just not the norm.
Yeah.
We have become so like habitual in our reactive behaviors of trying to throw money at, you know, problems that we don't even consider utilizing ourselves as a solution. So I'm happy to go through the framework with
you. I would love, yes, please do share the framework for self for me.
Okay. So four steps, SELF. And this is such a simple framework, obviously, to remember, because the more you use it, the more confidence you start to have in yourself. And it's, like I said, it's always in your back pocket. You're never going to be able to get away from yourself. So I feel like it's an easy framework to remember. The S is start with a decision. Again, seems so obvious, but I promise you, it eludes everyone. When you right. are faced with a problem, when you are, you know, putting on your jeans this morning and you can't get it buttoned, and you're sitting there beating yourself up, looking in the mirror, telling yourself, you know, reminding yourself of how many times you've tried to lose weight and have failed at that attempt, you're not making any sort of decisions. You're just in this beatdown. And right. this is called unnecessary suffering, because you're layering on all of these unhelpful beliefs that aren't even true. They're coming from a part of your brain that thinks it needs to keep you safe, and it thinks it's doing its job appropriately, and it's not. It might have been appropriate back in the primitive state when we literally had to run or we had to hunt and gather. Right. But obviously we've evolved. We're not in any danger, but yet we still listen to that very dramatic part of our brain and we believe it. So when we are maybe on a diet and we walk through the kitchen and we see frosted cookies, our primitive brain says, you better eat that right now before it's not there, right? Like that's the yeah. bot. And so we eat it before somebody else does, when in reality, that's kind of a BS thought. Like, cookies are widely available. It would be there for you tomorrow. You would have access to it, but the primitive brain says otherwise, and we believe it and we never question it. We just eat it. And before we even realize we've eaten it, we're scratching our head going, what the hell? I'm on a diet. Why did I do that? It feels like I'm eating against my will, right? Like, I hear all those right. because we have weight loss programs. So I get to hear all of the clients and those primitive brain thoughts. So starting with a decision, what is it that you actually want? I want to be able to fit into my clothes. Great decision. Now I would ask you, you're still in the S, you're still in that first step, but to take it a little bit further, why do you want that? Like, when you can come up with, you know, reasons for making your decision that you like, you become very grounded, very convicted in your decisions. But it's a two-part step. What is it that you want and why?
Right.
And you can't only just ask yourself the question, you got to answer it. So yeah. I'm on to all the audience right now, because I work with people all day, every day. And I've seen, you know, how people try to kind of shortcut. And that's probably the number one thing I see is like, they're like, yeah, I asked myself the question, what is it that I want? But did you answer it? You got to answer right? the question, yeah. right?
Yeah.
So that's the S. Start with a decision. What is it that you want and why? The E is eliminate self-sabotage. Okay. This is what every human being does all day, every day. Your primitive brain, well, your brain in general, it's either your best friend or it's your worst enemy. Period. So we want to eliminate the risk of self-sabotage right out of the gate. We've decided what we want. We have really good reasons that we like for wanting it. Now, right out of the gate, we're going to eliminate the self-sabotage, because if we don't do diligence, we will sabotage ourselves, because that's what human beings do. So there's 10 narratives that come from our primitive brain. And I guess I'll back up for one quick second. We all have the 3-pound organ that exists between our ears. We call it the brain. If you were to cut it straight down the middle, the left side is your primitive brain. It's purposed with keeping you alive. So I'm not here to villainize the primitive brain. I want to teach people how to respond from your primitive brain, or respond to your primitive brain, instead of reacting, instead of having knee-jerk right. reactions. Okay. So the primitive brain is always avoiding pain, seeking pleasure, and it's being very efficient. It thinks the same thoughts over and over and over. Most of our thoughts are very dramatic, They're often not even true. And we think 80% of the same thoughts that we thought yesterday. That's the function of the primitive brain. But like I said, there is the other half. I call that your prodigy brain. It's the more extraordinary part of your brain. It has the capability of actually watching you think, watching your primitive brain function. And it can be like, time out. Instead of just believing that or reacting to that, I'm going to question that. That's how extraordinary our prefrontal cortex, our prodigy brain is. Most people don't even know that it exists. So right. They don't do anything intentional to tap into it. They just allow things to kind of happen on autopilot. And that's why our primitive brain is so strong. It gets used way more often. So I like to give people that little bit of neuroscience, because a lot of people who believe that they're just broken, or that they don't have any willpower, or that they are, you know, genetically predisposed to being overweight, like all of that is BS. It's just that you haven't understood the neuroscience of your brain. Like my educational experience, like I graduated from college, I was never taught the neuroscience of my brain. I was taught what to think. And then I was tested on my ability to recite, remember what I was taught to think. Nobody taught me how to think. Right. So that's where self-made you comes in. We fill that gap. Like, I don't care how old you are. It's never too late to learn how to think, so that you start relying on yourself, so that you start trusting yourself. So we start with a decision. What is it that we want? Why do we want it? We eliminate the self-sabotage purely by having an awareness of the likelihood of those primitive brain thoughts that are going to show up. Just through the awareness alone, you're going to limit the risk of self-sabotage. Like, you can remind yourself, oh, that thought of I've never been able to lose weight, or don't forget about this, the past 10 failed attempts, those are all primitive brain thoughts. What if they weren't true? What if I just expected my primitive brain to come along for the ride? It ain't going anywhere. And I just allowed that thought to be there without reacting to it. I could question it, which is super helpful, but having a heightened sense of awareness around the judgment, we're either judging ourselves or we're judging other people. All that comes from your primitive brain. People pleasing comes from your primitive brain.
So we've got decision, and we've got eliminating self-sabotage. What's our L?
L is leveraging the prodigy brain strengths. So when you are being intentional, when you are questioning, or when you have a heightened sense of awareness, you're knocking on that prodigy brain door. And when you're there, you have access to empathy, discovery, innovation, curiosity. You can like leverage your values. We call it navigation, but you can leverage your values to make decisions. You're going to have the wherewithal to ask yourself questions like, what are my values? Like, if I'm at a crossroads, using your values to help you make a decision is huge.
Right.
But that eludes people, right? Because they're over here spinning out in self-loathing from their primitive brain. But just again, through awareness, through the commitment to be intentional, you can have empathy for yourself and all of your humanness. You can get curious. You can innovate. This is where a lot of my clients do use resources. They obviously are using me, but they might, you know, tap into the resource of a doctor because they're doing it from a place of curiosity. They're doing it from a place of innovation. No more desperation, no more self-loathing. So there's a huge difference of, you know, whether you're throwing money at a problem or finding the easy button versus being interested and curious and innovative and utilizing resources. So leveraging your prodigy brain strengths, you're going to be able to tap into those empathy, discovery, innovation, like all of those kinds of strengths. And then fourth and finally, finish with a decision. So step one and step four are the exact same. Doesn't get any easier than that. But here's the question that you ask yourself. What is the next step that I can take? Because don't forget, step one, you decided what it is that you want and why you want it. You've eliminated the self-sabotage purely by remembering that those narratives are there and they're not going anywhere, but they're also often very dramatic and untrue. You are now accessing empathy and discovery and curiosity. Now you ask yourself, what is the next step that I can take that's so easy, it's hard not to do? And when you use yourself every step of every day, these little tiny incremental steps of that are super easy, so easy, they're hard not to do, they start to compound. And before you know it, you have made significant progress in the direction that you want to be going, because step one is when you decided and you love your reasons for making that decision. And you've already eliminated the risk of self-sabotage and you're using strengths like empathy and discovery and curiosity. You can't help but make progress when you ask yourself that question. What's the next best step that's so easy it's hard not to do? So that's the four-step process. It can be used in unlimited ways. It can be applied to any circumstance at any time. Like I said, any age, any socioeconomic like status does not matter. Anybody can use this. And it's simply.
I love the simplicity of the self, you know, steps. And because we are a marketing podcast and a business podcast, and you are a successful life coach that has made, obviously used the self steps throughout your process, how did you get to the point you're at? Like, what did you do that was different? What decisions did you make that changed your path? Because there's a lot of coaches out there that don't hit those six figures, much less multiple six figures in business.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say right out of the gate, I had made a decision that I really wanted to impact other people's lives, that I was going to solve these problems once and for all for myself, but it was going to exponentially impact. And I knew a lot of people that were suffering from the same sorts of burnout, you know, the same sorts of self-loathing, people-pleasing that I was suffering from. So I knew I had an audience.
Right.
What I knew I needed to do was be really vulnerable and share my story. And I'll be really honest with you, Jennifer, it about dropped me to my knees.
It usually does.
Yeah, you can go to our website right now and I'm sure you'll see the before and after pictures that I'm like, I want to choke whenever I look at them. My daughter assures me that they're really helpful. Yeah, but you know, just getting out there and telling my story and being vulnerable and, you know, I sharing the pain and the unnecessary suffering that I went through, I think, you know, people could see themselves in my story. Yeah. And I am a student of my own work and there is no finish line here. So Every program that we run, I'm right alongside of our clients. We have Self-Made Mind and Body, the weight loss program going on right now. And I am all in. I mean, the best practices that we teach outside of mental fitness are so beneficial for longevity and for energy and for cognitive, you know, mood stability and cognitive clarity that I don't know why you wouldn't, you know, want to engage in this. So I'm always along for the ride and engaged with all of our clients.
So when it came to being authentic to who you are, to really being able to tell your story, what gave you the courage to do it? Because being vulnerable is very uncomfortable for a lot of people. And that vulnerability is what generally sets the average coach from the exceptional coach, right? That's the differentiator in a lot of the messaging.
Yeah. Thinking back, I would say, I do love science, and I do like to look at data. I know that without data, our brain will make decisions from drama. And so, So I collected a lot of data, and I would say that gave me so much evidence that, people had a hard time debating me. And so it did, the evidence created courage. And the more I got out there, I felt like I was kind of expanding my capacity, and it got easier. We have a daily planner that we have on Amazon that literally takes people through the steps of SELF on a daily basis, because I was like, okay, if I really want to teach this concept, what is it that I can safely bet everybody suffers from? And I would say, time management, or, commitment.
True story there. Yeah.
Yeah. So I decided that I would create a daily planner, put it up on Amazon, and teach people how to use this system in the context of organizing their day, planning out their day.
Yeah.
And so I just realized that we all have that brain up here. And if you've never been taught the neuroscience of it, then you're probably allowing it to run on default. And that alone creates the unnecessary suffering. And so I started with my own stories, collected and shared the data on that. And then as we started having more and more people coming through, the diverse programming that we now offer, it's so easy to, collect that data and that evidence and find the courage to just share it, and the expanding upon that capacity to be willing to share it. Like, I know that there's a lot of people out there that would look at us and be like, just another weight loss program. I mean, that couldn't be further from the truth, but I'm willing to let those people be wrong. I don't have to go out and debate them. I know that, the people who are listening, who relate to this, we can help them.
Right.
No doubt about it. And so I don't feel like I'm in battle with anybody. Like, I've allowed the data to kind of stand for itself and create the evidence, which then I think in turn creates the courage and the confidence that you're maybe now seeing.
Yeah, I love that. I love that, because I do think marketing and business, especially in the coaching world, is about being vulnerable. It's about being authentic. And I can't tell you how many times I've said it's about learning what works based off of the data rather than that feeling that you get. Because you're right, that feeling can be a lot of drama, or it can just be a big old fat lie, depending on what's going on.
Right.
So I do love that you use that to kind of support and push your courage to share yourself with the audience.
Thank you.
So as we wrap this up, if there is one thing that you want the audience to know, what would that be?
For sure. No doubt about it. If you've ever had the thought that you're broken, or that you must be the common denominator to the relationship issues, to the health issues, to the financial issues, I want you to consider that you might be wrong. Just what would it look like if you were maybe wrong about that? Because what I also want you to consider is that maybe you were just never taught how to think. The messaging that we are exposed to, as we're growing up, and even today as adults, we do translate that into a lot of unnecessary suffering. And so it's not your fault. it's truly that you just haven't been taught how to think.
I love that. I love that. Thank you so much for being here today, Tracy. And for everyone else out there, how can they reach out to you if they're interested in Self-Made You? What's the best way for them to connect with you?
Yeah, our website, it's kind of the one-stop shop. It'll nice. Connect you to all of our social media channels. We have what we call Free Coaching Friday. So we invite anyone from anywhere to join us at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time every single Friday. We do 30 minutes of coaching using our self framework. And so you get a nice idea of what the community is like and how we coach. And that's you awesome. Can just sit and watch, or you can actually participate. So you can sign up for that on our website, but it's selfmadeyou. It's the letter u.com. And that's probably the best way to reach
Perfect.
Us.
Perfect. I will have all of that information in the show notes. So for those of you out there that didn't write it down, it's okay. You can get it later. Thank you so much for being on the show, Tracy. Thank you all for joining us today. And I will talk to you on the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Marketing Matchmaker podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love to hear your feedback. Please head over to Apple iTunes and leave a review so we can hear from you. And if you are a coach, consultant, or online course creator who are looking to grow your business, increase your income, and scale your impact, connect with me at yourmarketingmatchmaker.com. I look forward to hearing from you.